Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. At the top of this new hour of Neon Jazz, we begin with the powerful jazz voice on the tenor saxophone via Jerry Bergonzi with the 2007 tune Outhouse off his LP Just Within. This internationally recognized jazz cat is also a composer, author, and a well-respected educator. Jerry's musical approach is full of innovation, mastery, and integrity. This has made his music listened to and respected the world over at festivals, concert halls, and jazz venues. Straight out of Boston, Jerry has been at the music since he was very young and pulled into the jazz spell by cats like Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and Lester Young. His uncle was a jazz musician that lived upstairs from him as a kid and used to write out solos for him to play. It was his long association with Dave Brubeck and his family through two generations that the world got to see and get very familiar with Mr. Bergonzi in the jazz world. Since the early 80s, jazz education has been a huge part of his jazz existence. And in a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what he had to say about the best teachers out there.
I'd have to say the people I listen to. You know, I learned how to play like playing along with records and listening to music. You know, that's what teaches you. As far as individuals go, everybody I play with, my friends, my peers, my contemporaries, you know, when I play with them, we're talking this, we're talking that, we're playing this tune, I learned something from that tune, you know, that sort of thing. But mostly when I grew up, there weren't any real jazz teachers. So play this, do this, practice that. Yeah, learn tunes, play along, listen to records and learn tunes. So you teach yourself. You teach yourself methods that you think might get you to the desired goal.
These days, Jerry continues to teach the future while he continues to record and gig from his base in Boston with his wife and two kids, keeping it all real for him. The story continues to get etched all the time, and I'm glad that he got to talk to us about that. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that cultivates and sips that jazz like a good wine, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to open our jazz riches for you to dig the most. Let's get one more tune in by Mr. Jerry Bergonzi on the show. One just wasn't enough. Here he is in 2005 with the tune Windows off the Vertical Reality CD. Thank you.
Hello, audience. My name is Jerry Bergonzi, and I'm a fan of Neon Jazz with Joe DiNino. You should be listening to this station. It's fantastic.
Was tenor saxophonist Brew Moore from the Quartet and Quintet Sessions circa 1958 to 55 with the song Five Planets in Leo. His musical training began at 12, first on the trombone, then the clarinet, before he switched to his instrument of choice, the tenor sax. It was that style of Lester Young that led him to get his first professional experience playing in a Texas territorial band the summer before entering college. From there, he became a fixture on New York City's vibrant jazz scene. By the mid-50s, he went to San Francisco, where he found open arms from the Beat Generation culture, and specifically Jack Kerouac. From there, he went into hiding and then came back out and performed for the rest of his days here and there. From Atlanta, Georgia, here's the outfit called the Jazzbacks with the 2006 song West End Station off the Future of Jazz Volume 1, and that future is now, my friends.
Spell that.
J-A-S-P-E-C-T-S.
Jazzbacks.
Jazzbacks.
I love it.
Put on your Jazzbacks.
Thank you. Everyone, this is former Kansas Cityan and UMKC alumnus Zach Albetta, currently residing and playing in Los Angeles, California. I miss you all, I love you all, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Was talented jazz drummer Zach Albetta with a jazzy cool cover of The Doors' Light My Fire. Zach was raised in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and was baptized into music by his family. From there, he moved on to a jazz-rich music scene in Kansas City to learn under the great Bobby Watson at UMKC.
As heretofore heard there in the greeting opening the piece by Zach, He indicated friends in Kansas City, so he got sort of baptized, as you say.
He loved Kansas City. That was he's got a soft spot, and I would not be surprised if he doesn't make his way out here during coveted breaks to do some jamming. But during a recent interview that we had with Zach on Neon Jazz, this is what he had to say about the power of Bobby Watson that really kept him here in Kansas City for a while as both a teacher and a human.
I mean, he's just a magnetic personality, first of all. I mean, if neither one of you were holding instruments, if you're just having a beer, he's just an extremely magnetic person to be around. He's inspiring. You never know when, you know, a pearl of wisdom is going to fly out of his mouth. I felt like at the end of 2 years after my first master's degree, I felt like I had just scratched the surface of what Bobby had to offer.
These days, Zach is in L.A., specifically Beverly Hills, and he's digging a dynamic career with a host of regular gigs. Most notably, he is a member of Disneyland's Five and Dime Band, and that is a good gig for him. And from Zach, we move into a prolific jazz and blues singer, songwriter, and guitarist, Big Bill Brunzi, with the 1952 tune, Baby, Please Don't Go.
Dig it.
Yeah.
Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go back to New Orleans. You know it hurts me so. Baby, I'm way down here. You know I'm way down here. Baby, I'm way down here in a rolling fog. Baby, please don't go. Please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go back to New Orleans. You know it hurts me so. Baby, I'm way down here. You know I'm way down here. Baby, I'm way down here on old Parchman's farm. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go and leave me here. You know it's cold out here. Baby, I'm way down here. You know I'm way down here. Baby, I'm way down here on old Parchman's farm. Baby, please don't. You know it's cold down here. Baby's cold down here. Baby's cold down here and on old Parchman's farm. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go and leave me here. You know it's cold. I'm half fed down here. I'm half fed down here. I'm half fed down here on old Parchment Farm. Baby, please don't go.
Hi, this is David Amram. I hope that you will tell your friends to join you in listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMeo. It'll raise your hopes, it'll lift your spirits, and you won't be disappointed. Thank you.
That was tenor and alto saxophonist Alan Eager with the 1947 tune All Night, All Frantic. This was also a cat that branched out into auto racing and took part in some LSD experiments. Born in New York City, raised in the Bronx, he was racing garbage trucks at 9 and playing with Woody Herman at 15, and that's the truth, Ruth. And it was also during this young year that he tried heroin for the first time. This guy was hell on wheels from the word go. It was rather unusual in his life, but he was a member of several of the bands led by black musicians at the time, like Coleman Hawkins, Fats Navarro, and Charlie Parker. He went on to have quite a career in the jazz world and raced all the way to the end until he succumbed to liver cancer. In a group led by the great Jimmy Cobb, the surviving member of That Kind of Blue session. Here's the 2010 song You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To off the 2010 album When Alto Was King.
Thank you. Hi, this is award-winning New York City jazz singer, Laurie DePeace, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the talented drummer and producer, Daryl Knott, with the 2014 song Broken Jazz. But there was nothing broken about that.
Sometimes comes from broken individuals.
That's right.
May be reflected in the lyrics or the music itself. But Daryl Knott, huh?
But the best of the broken individuals have probably saved jazz over the years.
That's right. You know, wasn't it Frank Zappa said that music, specifically jazz, is nature in travail?
That's right. That's right. And Zappa always had the quotes, man.
Yep.
He had the pulse of the world.
Oh, him and Kinky Friedman.
Oh, yeah. Those two could be a ticket together. They could run this country.
Yeah.
So, Daryl has been playing the drums since the age of 4, and he was hired for his first professional recording session at the age of 14. These days, he is a much sought-after session and concert drummer. As a solo water... As a solo artist, he dabbles in jazz house, chill, lounge, backbeat, garage, Brazilian, new jazz, trance, I'm still going, down-tempo, dubstep, pop, and Latin. Put that in your album and play it, will you?
What a stew.
Man, that guy knows how to play the drums.
Looks good on a resume.
Oh, yeah. He's good. Our next cut on the show is a tasty one. Here's Ray Burrows with the tune Green Dolphin Street. Again, that was the great Ray Burrows with Green Dolphin Street. And our final cut on this hour of Neon Jazz Together is going to come from a music prodigy and a current Michigan clarinetist. His name is Dave Bennett. And here's his tune, If I Had You, off the 2008 album, celebrates 100 years of Benny, and he did love his Goodman. And for you, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that loves some good jazz all the time, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yeah, it's howdy doody time.
Yes, it is. Like what you heard, well, we can't hear you. So let us know what you think out there in Radio Land. We love to hear your feedback. You can always reach us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right, until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Thank you.
So should we do like they do on the Antique Roadshow and do the feedback booth?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Well, yeah, hang out. We're kind of out of time. Say goodnight, Dick.
Goodnight, Dick. Let's pay the heat bill.
Good night.
Neon Jazz.